since it was infected, my hand.
Was what?
Since my hand got infected.
Yeah, that's right.
It did what? It.
Since it got in all swollen up.
Yeah, you say, if a bee stings you, then your hand will. If it does that, you say your hand will.
Be swollen up?
Or it'll start to.
It starts swelling when it stings you.
Say if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the.
Yeah, you do.
To look at the what?
Look at the wound.
Sometimes, you know, a wound won't heal back right.
It won't stay.
It's got to be cut out or burned out?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I really don't know.
Huh?
I really don't know.
Do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
Yeah, I have. Well, now, you're talking about that. That's getting on that now. Reminds me of what the Bible says about this plaguey.
About what?
Plaguey.
Uh-huh.
You know about that, don't you?
Yeah.
How the priest, you know, they'd go show the staff to the priest, and the priest would check you up, you know, and he'd tell you how it was, you know.
Uh-huh.
And how they'd check you up 5, 6 days, and then they'd go back. Sometimes you'd announce it was old plaguey, and sometimes it was just a rising or something. It wasn't.
Did you ever hear proud flesh?
Oh, yes, I have.
What's that?
Well, it's that old, it's in that rotten, this old plaster, and you need to get, well, that's just that old corruption. It's just all raw in there.
And you call that?
Oh, what do you call it? Proud?
Well, what did y'all call it?
Well, what did you call it then? I can't,
proud or plowed or something?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And if that don't get out of there, you're in a bad fix and that there. Then you pour Proxol in there and it boils it out.
Do you remember what they used to call it, though?
No, I don't.
What about a medicine you could put on a cut? It stings a lot.
There's a lot you can put on that that stings on the cut.
A little brown medicine that stings?
It ain't iodine, is it?
Okay. And a real bitter medicine people used to have to take.
Iodine?
Oh. Real bitter, what they take for fever.
Oh, what they're taking for fever? I don't know people.
Well, what's the most bitter medicine you ever?
Quinine.
Okay.
Quinine.
And if a person was shot and didn't get any better, then you'd say that he...
Getting worse?
And the doctor did all he could, but still the man.
If the doctor's done all he can, then they... To send you on to the hospital somewhere else.
And in the hospital, the woman that'd look after you would be the... The woman that looks after you.
Yeah.
She's the
nurse.
What about, say, if a person didn't live, then you'd say,
Yesterday he died.
Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Passed away, slipped away.
What about a crude way of saying that?
A crude way?
Way that's not very nice. Do you ever hear pegged out or kicked?
Oh, yeah. I sure have now.
What's that?
I've heard that, too.
How would people say that?
Well, I don't know just how they would say it, but the best way is just say he slipped away.
But what would they say? Pegged out or kicked the bucket or?
I've heard it both ways. I really don't know.
How would they say it though?